Use a playlist to make you happy. Find the joy in movement. You know, as kids, we have that so clear. But it appears that as we get older, we stop enjoying little things in life. And we forget how to amuse with things. And dancing that moment is one of the things that we can never stop discovering. Because how your body moves today, it might not move tomorrow. And you maybe will have new movements that you didn't even know your body could do the next week. So it's a practice. You can do it before you get to the shower. You can do it after a long day of work. Even if it's hard to start, give it a try.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today, it's going to be a really interesting meeting because we have someone that has discovered gratitude in movement. And I think it's something so natural and so beautiful about it. And I'm just really surprised that I didn't get to explore this topic until now, but I feel that this is the perfect time and also the perfect person to talk with this to talk with about this topic. So today with us we have Natalie Suarez. She's from Guatemala originally. She's now in Barcelona, Spain, and she's an international belly dance artist, a dance teacher, dance movement therapist, and also a psychologist. So I think it's going to be really, really interesting how she sees dancing from a psychology perspective, and also how gratitude is integrated in all of this. Natalie, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So let us know a little bit more about you, how you got to do what you're doing today. And one thing that I forgot to mention is that I've looked at some of your videos on Instagram, and I think that like when you're dancing in all of the random places where you're dancing and you feel like dancing very naturally, I felt that the gratitude for just being alive, and that I resonated with that feeling, and that actually got me to get in touch with you and invite you on the Gratitude Podcast. So I just wanted to put that in because I think it's one important part of this conversation.
Well, for me, it's really special that you mentioned this because that's exactly how I feel when I dance. I feel grateful for my body, for my movements, that I'm able to walk, to follow the music. I feel free. And as gratitude, dancing is also a practice, and they are sisters. They go intrinsically together. They are related. And in my dance classes, when I'm teaching, I like to end up my classes with, I would say, a guided meditation of gratitude. Grateful for our body that brought us to class, grateful that we were able to move or that we're learning a new movement. Because sometimes we get frustrated when in a dance class, for example, when we want to follow it, and sometimes our bodies are like, oh, wait, I'm learning this. But I think it's really important to be grateful just for the fact that we can move. Like we take it for granted. And if you, not necessarily in a dance class, I would say, but if you play some music and you decide to do a great gratitude practice in movement, why not? Try. I promise you, you will feel amazing after doing it. It's, you know, the term mindfulness, it will be bodyfulness because you're aware with your body. And yes, so I'm really happy that you saw that in the video. That's exactly how I feel. I like to travel a lot. And when I see a beautiful scenario, all I can do is dance. So you'll find many videos of me dancing in different places. It's like my way to say thank you for existing. Thank you for being here in nature, in maybe a monument that I really like. I would say that movement, it's another way to express. It's our primary way to express since we are born. The way we reach our arms, the way we move. It's the first form that we interact with our parents, with the people that's taking care of us. And I think we shouldn't forget about how important movement is and how we can use it to be grateful. I also teach dance movement therapy for elderly, and my youngest student is 78 years old.
Wow.
So yes, so we have a lot of fun, and we also do the closure of our class with kind of a guided meditation. And we're like, because you know their bodies ache, they've been here in the earth for a long time, so they have their knees hurt, their eyes hurt, their elbows, they have different physical problems, but they still manage to go to the class each Thursday morning.
Wow,
so yes, it's amazing. So we try to forget about we're in pain or what it's hurting, and we're just grateful for the things that we are still able to do. And I would say this is the perfect way to close the session, because you keep that gratefulness in your body, and everywhere you go and all the things that you keep doing, you do it with a different state of mind.
Definitely. And I really love this perspective, like especially for the elderly. Of course they can't move the way we do, but mm-hmm. they can still appreciate the movements that they are able to do. And it also brings us a different kind of perspective on our life and the fact that we can move, and it's just a choice for us, and we can do it if we want, and we can do it usually pretty easily. Can you give us some tips on how we can, if we just forgot this habit of just taking the time to dance a little bit, to move our bodies, can you give us some tips on how we can get it back on? Maybe how can we make it more natural for us to move, to experience this gratitude in our bodies?
I would start with connecting with your feet. Maybe if you can be barefoot and just have a space where you can move, and just feel your toes. Feel how your toes push the earth and also your heels. And then I would just start being aware of my body from, like, if you're in a scan, from toe to head, and you're aware, like, oh, I feel tension here, I'll feel relaxed here. And just try to focus on your body. And once you are aware, and this will take 2, 3, 4 times for you to practice this, so don't be impatient. Just try to do it. And then play some music that you want, that you like. As simple as that. You don't have to think of any technique or if you're doing it good or bad. It doesn't matter if you have a mirror in front of you. Actually, sometimes for me, it's better if I don't, because I don't focus on what I'm seeing, but what I'm feeling. And enjoy, relax. Use a playlist to make you happy. Find the joy in movement. You know, as kids, we have that so clear. But it appears that as we get older, we stop enjoying little things in life. And we forget how to amuse with things. And dance in that moment is one of the things that we can never stop discovering. Because how your body moves today, it might not move tomorrow. And you maybe will have new movements that you didn't even know your body could do the next week. So it's a practice. You can do it before you get to the shower. You can do it after a long day of work. Even if it's hard to start, give it a try. And I will say dancing is not necessarily, oh, I feel happy, I'm going to dance because I'm happy. But you can also use dancing to change the way you feel, to transmute it. You see it as, I'm thinking about the word in Spanish only. Transmutar.
Yeah, transmute.
So transmute, yes. Use it to transmute. You can start crying and then you can end up laughing after you dance, because you connect with that joy and the grateful. And you connect with being grateful of being alive.
Yeah, I think this movement of our bodies actually enrich our feelings, how we feel, how much we feel, how much we experience. Because when you think about someone that's moving, that's dancing, at least I do, I think of that person as someone that's experiencing many more emotions than someone that's just static, that's just not moving, that may be just upright or something like this. It's more dynamic, and it makes me imagine that the emotions are flowing differently. And yeah, like you were saying, it doesn't matter if we have a good state to do this, but we can also do it if we're not in the best state, and feel like move to that feeling and let it go and get to a better feeling, isn't it?
Yes, of course, because there will be bad days. Everybody has them, but it's how you decide how to react to it.
Exactly.
And as you said, when you see someone dancing and you feel like they have more emotion, that's exactly it. Emotion. They are in motion of their feelings. Yeah. Yes. So, of course, as positive thinking, you know, it makes us smarter because we make new neuronal paths. It's the same with dancing. The way you move, if you're learning a new step or if you're just creating your own dancing in your living room, for example, you are making yourself smarter because you are creating new neuronal paths. You are allowing so you're allowing your mind, your brain to expand and to go to other places when you're afraid or scared, like you won't go to the same thing, the same thoughts. But maybe someday you think, oh, I don't feel that well, I'll go dancing.
that's a great idea.
So yeah, I would say dancing for me, has been my partner for a long time. Even before I took dance classes when I was a little kid, I would enjoy playing videos on the TV and dancing, or playing with my friends and making choreographies. That was of course, my favorite game. But as I when I realized that we dance, of course, alone, but we also dance in groups. We've been dancing even before we had a language, you know. We'll get together in the cave and dance for rain, for the fields, for you name it. Yeah. We've been dancing for a long time. It makes us happy. It makes us unite. So I think it's really important that we keep it. Even if you, for example, if you don't have time to go to a dance class or dance therapy, you can still dance with your kids at home. You can do many activities that involve movement.
That's so true, and it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I invite everybody to dance.
Yeah, I think it's something that we used to do, but we forgot. Maybe when we were younger, we were going out and we were going out dancing and maybe dancing in our room or different things like this. But as we get older, we tend to forget about these things because we have to do all of the chores and all of the things that need to get done when you're an adult. And maybe you're a parent or you have other responsibilities. And yeah, dancing just isn't a responsibility, and we tend to forget about this. But I think it's something that's very simple, like gratitude, and it's something that we can do almost anywhere. And your example is perfect, and I advise our gratitude seekers to check out your Instagram, Nat Suarez. I will link it in the episode description, and you will see it on my Instagram as well. It's you can actually, and I think it's amazing that you're able to do this. You can dance wherever you feel like it, and I think that even though we are not all that brave to do this, like to dance like nobody's watching, regardless of where we are, we can get inspired by that and just do it in our comfort zone, but still do it because it's something so natural. And like you were saying, you're basically communicating a lot with just dancing and with your body language. And like, for instance, I got to understand that you are dancing out of gratitude without you actually saying that, but with the fact that you are dancing in a certain way, and that you are expressing yourself in a certain way. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I was amazed to hear that you felt that, you got that message from my dancing, even though I never wrote it down or anything. For me, in the open places where there is nature, I just feel so grateful to be able to see it, to smell it, to be there, that it's automatic. I just want to dance. Like, I just want to move and be part of that. And I try to focus my attention in the little details. Like, I'm grateful I have hands to move, and then I would just move my hands free, the way they feel like moving. Like, I try not to think, but I let my body flow. And what you were saying, that when we are a kid, that we enjoy this of dancing, you know, when you play a song to maybe a 2-year-old, that it's like they're trying to walk. But if you play a song that they like, they will start moving and jumping. Like, we dance before we can walk. That important it is. So when we go older, and when we're teens, and then we have to deal with all these things, like, there's also a lot of judgment, and we stop doing this. Mm. And maybe we just... some of us decide to take classes, or some just to dance in a party, and we stopped doing it like in a day-to-day thing, activity. And I think it's a game changer if you dance one song before you do anything else, for of work, of school. It changes your mood. It's another way to be aware of all the amazing things that you have, starting with your body. You have feet, you have eyes, you have ears, you have hair, and just being aware. And so I also work with little kids and with elderly, so I have two different groups. And really different, but have a lot of similarities. And games, like we play with music, with we sing, we dance. And at the end, you realize that we are all the same, like the same things move us, our emotions that are expressed by our bodies moving. We do a lot of exercises where we are not allowed to talk. We just move or tell a story by moving our hands or moving our feet or moving to a music. And wow, like you also have a lot of insights of this. You have a lot of images coming to your mind. And it's amazing when you stop thinking too much and you start feeling your body. And your body in motion, it's really, it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
And it's free and everybody can do it. This is the best part.
That's amazing. That's amazing. But you mentioned something, and I think at least some of our listeners will have resonated with that. We feel judgment. Probably at one point there were people that were judging us. Maybe we weren't dancing in a certain way, or we felt awkward about this. And probably that's inside of us now, and it's our inner critic that may be stopping us from just moving our body. How can we overcome this? How can we overcome this inner critic, this judge that's inside of us, that's keeping us from moving our bodies and from enjoying this?
This is a good question. I love to laugh, so I use humor a lot. And what I would do, for example, let's say I don't like my arms, and then I have a lot of trouble with moving my arms because I was told as a kid they were too big or too thin. So then I would play a music and dance with the parts of my body that I don't like that much, and just make it funny, just make it big. and the opposite, try the opposite, like which part of my body I really like, and then play one song and dance the whole song with that part of my body. Then you will end up laughing. And it works. And if you don't believe me, I suggest you try. And you'll see.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so I will say humor, it's a great tool. And especially when it comes to the body, when we sometimes are really judgmental, and especially with ourselves, like we're really harsh on ourselves. Just try to laugh a little bit, relax. And after that, once you have relaxed, when you, oh, my arms are not that bad, like when you realize that it was something absurd and something that, an idea that you believed for a long time, it won't have that much value now, because you saw it through the veil of humor, and you realize it's not that true at the end.
I love this.
Maybe after you'll be not that self-aware and dance more freely.
Yeah, that's very creative. And I think it's so important to bring this creativity. Like, hey, I didn't even think that we can just dance with a certain part of our body, and we don't have to like be on our 2 feet and just move around. And I don't know, just the fact that we can feel free to dance however we feel and just start with parts of our body, that's, I think it's amazing. And I sometimes do this naturally, like especially to classical music. I like to move my hands like I would be the one directing, but just feeling the music, and it amplifies the way I feel it and experience it. And that's amazing. And I think it's an important part of dancing, that it amplifies the emotions that you feel when you listen to a song.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly what I'm saying. Just feel the music in your hands. Feel the music like you're, I love to say in my classes, we don't dance to the music. The music comes from the inside of our body. Dance music. So it changes it because then you start to connect with the music. And so as an oriental dancer, you know, we have the percussion and there's so many instruments in the band, and when you start like being rushed for trying to dance every beat and you connect that the music comes within you, there is a huge difference, and the music and the dancer becomes one.
Wow. That's amazing. And it, you can really see it, like when you look at dancers that are one with the music, you feel that harmony, you feel that beauty. Yes. That thing that just, I don't know, creates something very real and very deep inside of us that comes out when we see that. And I think that's amazing. And it's one of the things that artists are able to do, and that's why we enjoy looking at people dancing, because we empathize with that harmony and with that flow and with that unity between dance and music.
Yes, that's true. It's like poetry.
Yeah, exactly. But I also wanted to get to something else that you spoke about. Yes. Before us actually going live, and I think that's really interesting. Can you tell us a little bit more about your roots in Guatemala?
Yes, so I come from a beautiful place called Antigua, Guatemala. It's a colonial city, so you need to think that this city stopped in time. We are radiated by 3 volcanoes and mountains, and it's really green, and the city, it's beautiful. Once again, I said it because really it is. And it's really colorful, and weather is perfect. It's always 25 degrees. But the most important thing, and the thing that I really like about it, it's people. They are really kind, they're really nice and grateful. I think it's really part of my culture, part of myself. I got so used to it that when I moved, for me it was a little bit shocking, because I was used to say, to greet everybody that I met on the street. Like, it doesn't matter if you know them or not, just be nice, you know? So we say thank you so much for everything, and it's something that I keep with me, and it's something I also like to share with the people that I like now, because it really changes a lot the way you live your life. When you give everything for granted, and you're not aware that you are being blessed by all the things you had in your life and you stop being grateful, then you also stop to see all the beautiful things in life. And things become gray and boring. So for me, being grateful and practicing gratitude in all the things we do and all the spaces that we go and the people that we meet, it's really important.
But is it something mm-hmm. that you are taught when you are little, or is it something that you just see everywhere and it's just part of the culture? It's just part of how people interact with nature, with each other?
I would say it's all, like, you are taught at home, you know, like when someone gives you something, like they will say, diga gracias, like say thank you. But then you see it everywhere. You see it, it's part of the culture. You're taught at home first, but then you're taught at school. And then society also, it's grateful also with nature. Like we try to preserve our nature as much as possible. And there's still a lot of virgin jungles in Guatemala. Wow. Because we protect it a lot. Yes. So, yes, I think it's part of us. It's part of the culture. It's part of the history of the Mayans. So it comes from a long, long, long time. But, yeah, I would say it's something that we learn from the land, maybe, because, you know, living in a place where it's always spring, we have fruits and vegetables all the time. Uh-huh. So the land, it's very grateful with the sun and the temperature. It gives a lot of fruits. And I guess it's part of how we are as well. I don't know if it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I was actually there right now. I was imagining how it would be to have eternal spring and to have fresh vegetables all year long and all the time. I mean, I guess not all of the time, but most of the time it would be sunny, right?
Yeah, so it's 25 degrees all year long. We have like kind of summer, which is now, and it gets up to 28, 29 degrees, and then it's a little bit cold, let's say in December, January, and it's on a cold day, 18, 19. So it's not that bad. And I think it's also a reason why people it's very happy and smiley and sunny.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a whole. Yes.
I can imagine.
Well, you need to go there.
Yeah, like it sounds like a paradise, and it would be amazing to be able to visit one day. I've been to a similar place in Bali, and there it's like summer all the time, because it's like 30 degrees, but they also have the rainy season, and then it rains quite a lot. But other than that, yeah, I can imagine that since you feel that connection with the land and with all of the blessings, you grow with that gratitude, you grow with that amazing feeling.
Yeah.
And you want to give it to others, and I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
So we are nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, where can people find you? I know that you have a studio in Barcelona, right?
Yeah, so I'm teaching in Barcelona, and this is the plan for now. I'm teaching in Barcelona belly dance classes and another class that I'm working on now, which is Sexy Flow, where we are exploring sensuality through movement, and it's a lot of fun. And I'm also doing dance movement therapy for elderly, also in Barcelona, and dance movement therapy for kids in Barcelona as well. So this is where you can find me in Barcelona and also on Instagram. And I eventually do online classes, so you can find all the information there.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing so many just awesome ideas with all of us. And if you have like a message for our listeners from a gratitude standpoint, but about what you recommend for all of us when it comes to dancing and experiencing gratitude through dancing.
I would say take a deep breath. Feel how your body is right now. Move your toes. If your feet are warm or cold. If your fingers are warm or cold. If your ears are warm or cold. And think about a part of your body. It can be a muscle, an organ, a bone. And smile with it. And feel how that smile expands and expands as a bright light until it fills your body with this peace and gratefulness feeling. And everywhere you go, in any way you move, bring that and share it with others.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.